Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
All right. Obviously got beat by a really good Oregon team on Saturday. Anybody that cared to pay attention to me last week know I was saying they were a complete team. Really no weaknesses. Athletic. Fast, long, big, physical. I mean, they're the whole package, and very worthy of their ranking. In fact, had they beat Washington, which they were in position to do so, they'd be a top four or five team. And so that's my assessment of those guys. They seem to have us on our heels from the opening drive throughout the entire game. So we got to move on. We got to put it behind us and flush that one and respond, which is what it's all about. I mean, you know, every Saturday, 50% of the teams in the country have to respond and regroup and get ready for the next one coming off a loss. So we happen to be in that category this week. Typically, our guys do a very good job of doing just that. And we're at home again, which is a positive. Arizona State coming to town, coming off a win against Washington State. It was their best offensive production of the season. They're a team that is gaining some confidence, you know, when you look at the film. But we've got to play much better ourselves, coach much better. That's really where it starts, coaching and being better. Put our guys in better position to succeed and to make plays. And so that's our challenge as coaches. And we will do that. And so questions. Let's start with the big guy over here.
Okay. With 99 rushing yards total on Saturday, how are you going to get more levitation from the line?
Levitation? You actually use that word?
He did.
Okay.
He used that word. Okay.
Yeah, that was one of our many shortcomings in the game, was not being able to establish a good run game. And Oregon did a nice job at the line of scrimmage on both sides. I had said that the two real keys to the game were to win the line of scrimmage and win the turnover margin, and we weren't able to accomplish that. But when we're at our best, we're running the football efficiently. That sets up the play action game and everything else. And so we've got to find a way to get back on track with that. And it's not panic time. You know, it was one game. And we feel like we've got a really good O-line, good backs. And so we'll make an effort to get that back on track. As typically as the run game goes, so goes the offense. So that's going to be an important part of responding this week.
The offensive line had been trending upward.
We did not play as well on Saturday as we had been, and give Oregon a great deal of the credit for that. I mean, they have some, you know, their tackles played exceptionally well. They're big, strong guys that stay square and use their hands well, and there was really not much running room in there. They shut down the gaps. The edge guys are good too, and like I said, they're good at all. You know, you can't pick out a position group on Oregon and say there's a weakness. There just isn't one. And so, their front seven was physical and tough. The safeties did come down and crowd the box quite a bit, and if people do that, then you gotta make them pay and try to throw the ball up the field. And we did have some really good individual performances. I thought Devon Bailey had his best game of the season, and really could have had three or four more big catches had we been a little more patient and wait for him to come open. Because I think we came off him too quick a couple times. But it was good to see Devon play really well and have a breakout game of sorts for this season.
It seemed the passing game kind of found something there at the end of the half with that.
A two-minute drill?
Two-minute drill.
Yeah.
Is that something that you can utilize more moving forward?
Possibly, yeah. We did. That was probably our – I don't think probably. That was our best drive of the game, and we probably should take a look at that, and we have used that in the past, and would have probably been a good idea to go to it more in the second half. So, hindsight, but yeah, good point.
Kyle, you guys have not been shy this season about wanting to – win a third Pac-12 championship and also make the playoff this year. Historically, it's been really difficult for teams with more than one loss to make the playoff.
Oh yeah, that's out. Yeah, there's no chance of that. I mean, that's historically, as you said, it just doesn't happen. And so, and we'd have to have some big time help to get back to the championship game, but we needed it last year and we got it. So never say never, but I can certainly with confidence say that the playoffs are not of not in play for us.
Kyle, is the plan with Brandon Rhodes to still seek a medical redshirt?
Yeah, well, he's under the you either have a medical redshirt or just don't play in any more than four games, and it kind of equates to the same thing, and right now that's the path we're on for him. Yeah.
You said a few times this season, you were talking about not getting the run game going. You've said multiple times this season we need to be better, more efficient at, you know, the throw game, moving the ball down the field in order to ease up the run game. I guess, mm-hmm. once again, you know, 120, 130 rushing yards or passing yards, how do you get that going?
Yeah, well, we got it last week. You know, we had our best production last week, so we go from our best production to one of our poorest productions, you know, in 1 week. And again, Oregon is one of the elite defenses in the league, and they had a lot to do with our ineptness and inefficiency. And again, coaching, the game plan, we got to put our guys in better situations. But we rushed for well over 200, I think it was, last week, and over 300 the week before. So we have done a good job in a lot of the games, but this game didn't do it, and I'll take the responsibility for that. You know, it's my job to make sure we can run the football, and didn't get it done this week.
Kyle, follow up on Josh's question. Do you foresee a situation where you would trot Brandon Rhodes out there? I know he hasn't dressed, and that hasn't been the situation, but is that a scenario there where you do it?
Whoever gives us the best chance to win is who will trot out there, and if Brandon becomes that guy, then yes, that would happen. But right now, Bryson Barnes is our guy, and that's our number one quarterback at this point in time.
To follow that one up, might there be a situation where he gets up to, you know, dress as QB3 instead of Luke? Is he practicing to the point where maybe he might dress?
Possibility. Yeah, possibility. Right now, he's still running the scout team and doing a phenomenal job of that. In fact, he was our scout team player of the week 2 weeks ago against SC, and has been given a great look and continues to improve. Missing all that time obviously set him back, and had he not missed all that time, he'd be more in the mix. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But here we are with four games left, and we'll see if he can elevate himself, but that's really up to him, you know, how he performs.
You said after games like that, you don't want to berate the team or anything. How do you kind of transition into now the coaching side of that, where you do have to kind of get after them a little bit and help them move forward with their some stage?
Get after the coaches or get after the players?
After the players, the coach, whatever.
Get after myself, yeah. I mean, our players are very prideful. They're smart. They get it. They know that we didn't play particularly well last week. They know that that's an understatement. And again, the coaching is a big part of it. But we all got to move forward. We all got to flush that and move forward and get ready for the next challenge. The old adage, you can't let someone beat you twice. That is very applicable this week for us. And we got to be able to put that game behind us and set our sights on the Sun Devils.
Obviously, Arizona State has a new staff and a lot of work mm-hmm. to do to build the program. But they are a top 20 team in rushing defense.
Right.
And the other teams that have been in that ballpark have given you problems. I'm wondering how much the improvement in run game is it's improving and how much is the quality of the opposition?
Both. And that's every week of the season. You know, you play Georgia, you're probably not going to run the ball very well. Play Alabama, you're not. I mean, it's just that's obviously a huge part of the equation. But Arizona State's been playing some pretty good defense. They're in the upper half of the league in most every category defensively. And so that we expect a big challenge, but that is, to answer your question, is a big part of any team's success is a lot based on how stingy the defense is they're playing, how good they are, and that type of thing.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
It seemed like Oregon on the sideline was using a big screen to, you know, block play calls, and I think USC did the same thing against you guys the week prior. Somebody asked Lincoln Riley about it, and they kind of said that that you guys do a good job of grabbing signals. I know that it's not the same as Michigan, obviously, but like teams apparently are doing that against you. I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
If your signals are being stolen in-game, it's your fault. If you're that simplistic, that easy to read, and that easy to decipher, that's your problem. That's not the opponent's problem. So I would never have a problem with teams trying to steal our signals. I mean, that's what you're in-game for, isn't it? You got guys looking at signals and trying to gain any advantage you can. That's like telling your defenders, hey, close your eyes when they come out in the formation so you don't know what the formation is. So, I mean, you want every bit of legal and above board advantage that you can get, and if you're so simplistic, like I said, that you know you're just giving it away with your signals, then you better take a look at your signals. And so I would never ever personally feel that you know somebody that was doing that to us is out of line, because if they're doing it, then congratulations to them, and we got to fix things.
Talking to the players post game Saturday, asking them kind of what they felt went wrong or wasn't up to the usual level, they all said, well, we just want to come in on Monday, watch the tape, and we'll have a better idea then. You brought up the O-line play. Beyond that, like what kind of stood out on the tape in terms of what you would have liked to?
Well, start with coaches having game plans to put our guys in better position. You know, that's always, you know, I'm not going to any way, shape, or form blame our players. They played hard. They had, you know, they never quit. You know, from snap one to the very end. And so we as coaches got to do a better job of creating better matchups, better schematics, and that's really our, you know, take as coaches. That's where we squarely place the blame, is on ourselves.
Kyle, very serious question. Are we going to start seeing you?
Very serious question.
Are you going to start riding Harleys onto Rice Cycle Stadium before the game?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a dog and pony show, wasn't it, last week? You got to do what you got to do, take one for the team. It was great having game day here, I can tell you that, and great exposure for us. Wish we would have played better, obviously, but you're trying to build your brand, you're trying to get exposure, and you're trying to, connect with recruits and you know let them know that, hey, this is a pretty good place, exciting place, and so that's what that's all about.
I've heard the last three times that game day was here, you guys have lost pretty badly. Do you care about
thank
that
you. Do I care about that? Oh, I care about that.
Well,
yeah,
I do. I mean, the possible correlation between the game day and the loss. Not
jinx,
the
like they're jinxing us? I don't know. They might be jinxing us. I don't know, but what were those games? Obviously, this week was was Michigan here for game day?
No.
TCU. And then who else? Washington.
We beat Cal
on game day. So I guess it's not a complete jinx, but I don't really think there's a lot to that. I thought our guys did a really good job of blocking out the noise and distraction. You know, I had some things and obligations that I had to do, but didn't affect me. But I think we did a good job of. In fact, Cam represented as well in some of the shows there and did a great job. And of course, with him not being in the mix right now and medical redshirt, that had no effect as well on the team.
It seems after that USC game, there was an emotional high.
Yeah, sure was.
So there was any sort of emotional letdown in the week after?
Didn't appear so in practice. Practice, they got after it and had excellent practices Monday through Friday. A lot of energy, a lot of juice, a lot of passion, focus. And so I didn't detect that. I guess, you know, there could have been some underlying emotion or whatever that was there, but I didn't detect that.
Kyle, after the game, you said that you didn't want to say it's back to the drawing board, but after a loss like that, what's the first thing that you do when it comes to back to the drawing board?
Look at the what we did as coaches in our preparation and our game planning, and what can we do better? That's always where I look first and foremost. We got a bunch of tough guys in that locker room that play hard, that are all in and care about what they're doing. And so we, you know, as coaches, got to continually try to play to our strengths personnel-wise and put those guys in position. And again, you know, I'm convinced that's a top four or five team in the nation. I'm convinced of that. Could be wrong, and it could play out differently, but they certainly were on that day.
Kyle,
I guess, where do you feel like there are things you could have done better in terms of putting guys in better positions?
Well, maybe attack the perimeter a little bit more. You know, I think we maybe offensively could have got the ball in space a little bit better. And defensively, we just weren't as stout as we usually are against the run. I mean, they didn't run for a ton. What did they run for? 140. Their numbers weren't real gaudy, but they were efficient, really efficient. And so they were still under 400 yards of total O, but and only 18 first downs. But, you know, the game was pretty much out of reach by the fourth quarter, so they called the dogs off a little bit, which kept the numbers down a little bit. But I don't think there was any one area. You know, tackling is what I thought after the game, but we only ended up missing 11 tackles. It seemed like more than that, but we had 11 missed tackles, which isn't, you know, we try to be single digits, so that's not, you know, outrageously bad. But you know, I just thought we could have been, they just had us on our heels. They had us on our heels, like I opened the press conference with. And again, that's us as coaches need to do a better job of getting them in position where they feel more confident. Not that they didn't feel confident, I shouldn't say that, but where they function best.
Kyle, when the hindsight is really focused clearly, do you look back and think maybe throw the ball to Bakke more?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's one thing for sure. Yeah. Now, he wasn't feeling up to par. You know, he's a warrior and he was out there. But, you know, he was, I think you could tell he wasn't his usual self. But yeah, we should have, could have and should have done a better job of that.
Is that fatigue for Sione?
No, the reps have not been, our defense, for whatever reason, well, because we're so good on third down and we stop the run, we've only averaged like 50-something snaps a game, I believe, and especially lately. And so that's a very mild workload. And I think he only had like 12 or 14 snaps of offense, so 65 snaps, that's not a heavy workload.
There's been some talk, obviously, about maybe Sione move to offense solely. Is that decision still on the table?
No, I think, you know, with four games left, I think we're in a position now where we've settled in, and you know, about a 70-30 split, 70% D, 30% O, and I think that's where we'll continue to stay.
What good things did you find on the film as a takeaway from
that? Good things. Let's see here. Well, the special teams, even though it didn't make a big impact, they were solid. You know, we punted the ball extremely well, which has been a constant or a consistent theme for our punt team all year long. We had the nice kickoff return off the throwback that set us up right about midfield. Unfortunately, we threw a pick a play or two later to make that kind of voided. You know, we didn't do a good job taking the ball away. We lost the turnover margin 2-1, so we're minus one there. So that wouldn't be a positive at all. And we didn't make impact plays on D. You know, had no sacks. We try to get 6 or 7 impact plays a game, which is turnovers plus sacks, and we had one. So, and again, a lot of that is due to the opponent. They had a quarterback that got the ball out of his hand just like that. I mean, I'm so impressed with that kid, and he was close again to 80% completion, which he has been all season long. Their backs run hard, they're physical, they got speed, and so they got a lot of good things going for them.
Any other questions?
Okay, we'll see you guys.
911, emergency.
The kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.